Hey guys, welcome back to Food G Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the different types of fruits that is in season for the summer and you should get on your hands right now. Without further ado, let's get started with this episode. So in the summer, usually I like to have watermelon, strawberries, and the berries that you can't really get a hold of when it's the winter time, or it's just too expensive or too sweet. So these are the types of fruits. Also, if there is grapes at the supermarket, I would usually get those too because it's more sweet in the summertime than in the wintertime or fall. And especially when there's more sunlight outside, the fruits come from all over the place. Like it can come from Mexico, which usually it does, or it can come from places like New Jersey or, around, just everywhere. It could come from Thailand or it could come from the Latin American countries. So that's why it's like so juicy and sweet, because in the summertime there's more water and there's more, I guess, sunlight. So fruits, you know, grow or cultivate in a better habitat or environment area. So I think that's the reason why it's so good to get like berries and watermelon. And did you know that watermelon is actually really good for your skin? So instead of buying like $1,000 skincare routine situation, you just go get some fruits, and there's a lot of antioxidants and health benefits and also skin benefits, like I said about watermelon. Eating watermelon is like drinking water, and it has extra minerals and vitamins that water doesn't have. So, you know, watermelon, try to eat more of that this summer, but know that watermelon is also a, what's it called? It makes you go to the bathroom pretty often. Like, it does that with me, so like, just know when you eat watermelon, you better like have a bathroom nearby, because like, I don't know if it's just me, but after I eat watermelon, I use the bathroom. Like, number one, not number two. So like, you have to know. So watermelon's really good. Strawberry also is very fresh in the summertime, but make sure you check for any molding, because there is molding oftentimes because they're not stored in a cool place. And blueberries, if you can't get a hold of the fresh ones, you know, in the summertime, get the frozen ones because they're just as good. You know how they like freeze every single like fruit, like strawberry, blueberry, peaches, mangoes, pineapple? Like, get those frozen fruits during the summertime in the frozen section, because those are typically more fresh, even though it's called frozen, but like they freeze it like when they pick it out. So if they pick it out and it's bad, usually in the wintertime, it's like not as fresh, but it's better to get the frozen in the wintertime than in the summertime, because you're not like, what's it called, like the fresh fruits in the winter time are usually less sweet if you're getting the fresh ones, but in the frozen aisles, they're usually picked at a time that is just like picked and then they put right to frozen, so that's why it's like more fresh. But you know, getting access to fresh fruits is really hard sometimes in the winter time. So you could just go to the supermarket around like August at the end and get all your favorite fruits, berries, frozen ones, berries, strawberries, and freeze them, or just put it in the freezer, and then in the wintertime or in the fall, you have nice good fruit that is actually fresh. And if you want to make like jam, you can get like strawberries and then defrost them, put them in the pan or like in the blender, blend it and then heat it up, and you get fresh jam, you know. So like, it's so good that we have frozen fruits these days, because back then, like, frozen fruit wasn't really available since there wasn't many freezers, but now we have freezers. So make sure you get advantage of that, because that's great, you know. Next thing I want to talk about is that fruits really are the best snacks that you can have in the summertime, because they're fresh, which I like repeated like 1,000 times already. And also, fruits are basically delicious and low calorie. But make sure you don't eat like a crazy amount of fruits, because you know, there's still sugar in it, but it's natural sugar. So if you would rather have a chocolate bar or an ice cream bar, I would rather you just freeze the fruit and just like defrost and eat that, or just put it in the freezer and eat your fruits, because that way you're having a refreshing fruit. Or you can even make smoothies, which I really enjoy having in the summertime because it's hot outside. It's better than drinking like nasty fruit concentrate juice. Just make your own smoothie with orange juice, some frozen fruits that you have, and maybe some almond milk. If you want dairy, just put regular milk. And it's really healthy. You can drink it for breakfast and then go on a nice run or a nice swim outside in the pool, which I'll probably do later on because it's such nice weather outside right now. So it's really good to just, you know, eat your fruits in the summertime as snacks. Don't eat the, you know, the TikTok cereal stuff where it's like, you put coconut water and then like some ice and then some fresh berries. Like, I feel like that's just a waste because like you're not actually tasting the fresh fruit. You're mainly tasting the coconut water, which is like not exactly like great tasting in my opinion. I would just, you know, if you're gonna eat cereal, just get milk and cereal. Don't like put fruits in a bowl of ice and with ice and like coconut water or some like coconut milk. And also, like, if you want to do that, you can try it, but like I don't think it's necessary. Just eat fruits as it is. I also really like dragon fruit and passion fruit. If you can get access, if you can get access to those fruits, they're also really nice and yummy. And they also have a lot of fresh ones here. But if you're gonna go on vacation, like some tropical area like Cancun or Mexico or I don't know, like Panama, Costa Rica, I know, Aruba, the islands, get like their passion fruit, dragon fruit, because it's usually really tasty and delicious. And if you're in Florida, definitely get their mandarins and their berries because they are really fresh and it's like the peak time you should get them. And I went to Florida one time in the summertime and I tried the fruits and it was better than what I have of like where I'm living right now. So it's really nice to have fresh fruits if you can get access to them, especially in the summertime when it's like hot outside. I'd rather you eat like a ton of fruit than just drink juice and artificial sweetener stuff. So yeah, that's really good. That's why I like the summer also. And if you like water and you should be drinking a lot of water in the summer, you can try the fruit infused water. You can even use like cucumbers and lemon or cucumber, mint, and lime and just like infuse that in water and drink that. Or you could try a different flavor every day. You could put like strawberry, kiwi, and lemon, just like a little juice of each. But it's so good because you're tasting not just water, you have some kind of flavor, but it's not artificial because you're using real fruit. And then afterwards, the great thing about that is you could just eat it because, you know, it's fruit. So after you finish drinking your water, your fruit infused water, you can just eat the fruits, which I like to do in the summertime. I actually do have a jug of water right now, which I did infuse with some fruit. I put strawberries and lemon in there and I just like muddled it a little bit, but not really. And I just threw everything in the water and it tastes amazing. And put some ice in it and you have a perfectly refreshing drink without any, you know, artificial sweeteners and stuff. And yeah, so that's why I really like fruits. Because you can do so much with fruits. You can eat it, you can drink it, you can blend it in a smoothie, you could use it as decorations for a barbecue party when you have like food platters and stuff. Just like cut up some fruit, and I think people will love the look and the taste of it, because fruit, I mean, who doesn't like fruit unless you're allergic to some kind of fruit? But otherwise, you know, go out there and try whatever kinds of fruits you have available to you, especially in the summertime when it's so hot and it's like 90 degrees outside. Yeah, so basically that's like what I want to say about fruits in this episode. I know it's kind of short, but I hope you enjoyed this episode of Fuji Podcasts. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you listen to the next episode.